Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is Something to Think About. So, I'm watching one of my favorite movies the other day, Legally Blonde with Reese Witherspoon, and there's a line in that movie that she says that always strikes a chord with me when she says it. She looked over to someone and she said, "I don't use that word." She was referring to a derogatory term that people use when referring to lesbians. And I thought to myself, that is such a powerful statement when you can say it truthfully. I don't use that word. Study after study shows that the power of words is much more profound than we know now, have ever known, and probably will ever know. Dr. Emoto, for example, E-M-O-T-O, does studies where he will talk to glasses of water, and the words that he speaks to a glass of water change the water molecules in the glass of water. For example, if he speaks beautiful words to a glass of water, the molecules actually look pretty when viewed under a microscope. If he says ugly words to a glass of water, the molecules actually look ugly when viewed under a microscope. We all know about the studies that have been done that show that when you speak to plants, they grow differently if you don't speak to them. We all know the power of our words, how one word can change everything. And there should be words that you can say confidently that you do not use. I talk a lot in my communication seminars about keeping a danger phrase list. There are words of death, for example, the N-word when referring to black people, the F-word when referring to gay people. Those aren't just bad words. Those words were used, and still are used, to fan the flames of the fire that kill people. Those are words of death. I don't want those words coming out of my mouth because I know how they affect me simply by saying them. I am made up of over 80% water. I don't want those words to pass through my lips. Just in case some of those studies are right about the effect of words on water, there are certain words that I want to be able to say confidently and proudly. I don't use that word. I don't use those words. Not in the privacy of my own home. Not at a party with my friends, not during a joke just between a couple of close people. There are certain words I want to purge from my verbal repertoire for my good and the good of the whole universe, because there are certain words that should never be spoken again. Words of death, ugly words. So what I'd like you to do is think of some of the words that you know to be words of death, that you know to be words of darkness, not words of light, but words that have no intention other than to do harm. And I'd like you to make a list, a danger phrase list, if you want to call it that, a purge phrase list, a delete phrase list, so that from now on, when it comes to those words, just like Reese Witherspoon and Legally Blonde, you can say, "I don't use that word." Now that's a powerful communicator. For more Something to Think About, visit www.powerdiversity.com, where you can find more tips and tricks for dealing with difficult people, communicating more effectively, and of course, slaying energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you Something to Think About.